starting another brand new hour of the Steve Gruber Show live from Studio G in the heart of America. I'm Steve Gruber, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom, willing to tell you the truth when nobody else will. I'll be brutally honest. God bless America. Let's roll. Number one today, P. Diddy Puff Daddy is a real tough spot right now. Allegations of sex trafficking, connections to high-end celebrities like Hillary, Barack, and LeBron James. The uber-wealthy rat master has hired a notorious mob lawyer. Yeah, it's getting real. Number two, another big loss in court for the out-of-control Green New Deal and its socialist demands on Americans and the cars we drive. Yeah, it seems a few laws still matter in America, even now. And number three, Donald Trump made two big stops in two critical swing states on Tuesday, including my home state of Michigan right here. And then it was on to Wisconsin. The theme for the twofer was quite clear: stopping Joe Biden's border bloodbath. Yeah, stopping what's happening at the border. The number one issue facing Americans today is the open border. And they opened with a video, did the Trump campaign in Grand Rapids. It was a small event, by the way. I was right there. I stood, sat right there, maybe no more than 10 feet as the president delivered his remarks. Great seat. Did live shots for America's Voice Television as well. Did part of my program, Real America's Voice, AVL, that comes on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Did all of that there. Shook the man's hand, said hi to him. Great guy. Here's the video Donald Trump opened with during his stop in Michigan that outlines the crimes across the state recently. Listen.
A murder on Grand Rapids southwest side yesterday.
Armed and dangerous.
This is the parking lot where police responded yesterday to gunfire reports, and it is where they found 22-year-old Leah Gomez, who was pronounced dead right here at the scene.
A mom to a nearly 2-year-old daughter with special needs.
Sledgehammer smashing through the jewelry cases.
It should be surprising, but it's not.
Great Lakes Crossing and Oakland Mall in Troy were hit by this crew, linked back to his cell from Chile in South America. America.
The Chilean gangs have been hitting us very hard. We have 100-plus teams in operation right now in America.
Police say Brandon Ortiz Vite used a handgun he bought illegally to shoot Ruby Garcia multiple times on Friday before leaving her body on the freeway and driving off in her car. Just an awful story. And he confessed that he committed the crime.
Yeah. Stop Biden's border bloodbath. That was the message being pushed out yesterday by Donald Trump in Michigan. And then it was on to Green Bay, Wisconsin. And there are some things that should concern the Democrats, scare the hell out of them, frankly, and the Biden campaign. Here's a woman at that get-together in Green Bay wearing a Chicago for Trump hat. Think about that. Chicago for Trump at the Trump rally in Wisconsin. I want you to hear what she has to say. Listen.
I was a lifelong Democrat until I really started paying attention to the Democratic policies and how they were hurting the city of Chicago. And I had decided that I had just had enough. And the migrant crisis is what really...
The migrant crisis
took me over the edge.
What is that looking like in your city right now, the migrant crisis?
It is looking like a mess. It is a mess, and that's exactly what it is. But, you know, I started paying attention to not just the migrant crisis, but the Democratic policies, and how those policies have really hurt, not helped us. And I just decided I have to get off this ride and go for a winner. I want to support someone who cares about America, who cares about the people of America, who cares about the American dream, who cares about whether or not people in America succeed. And so, therefore, I am now a Trump supporter.
There you have it, a Trump supporter from Chicago, black woman, which, again, you're seeing this erosion of support among black voters, Hispanic voters, voters in big urban centers like Chicago saying, you know what, we're getting screwed here because they see the illegals coming in, taking over hotels, schools, public centers, right? Places where the residents used to go and are no longer allowed to go in. Here's something else that happened yesterday in Wisconsin that should concern Democrats greatly. Katie Rosenberg, the Democrat mayor of Wausau, Wisconsin, seen as a rising star. She's been with the governor of Wisconsin every place he goes, Tony Evers. Every place he goes, introducing him, being involved in these big events. She got dumped by 4 points yesterday by a challenger, Doug Dinney. So Doug Dinney, the Republican, brought in a 4-point win, tossing out the mayor in Wausau, Wisconsin. It represents a real problem for Joe Biden. Joe Biden won the city of Wausau by 8 points in 2020. His hero rising star mayor just lost by 4. Hello, Wisconsin. Thank you for doing the right thing, waking people up. Just a little aside there that the Wausau mayor change is another tea leaf to read. Meanwhile, on a college campus back to Chicago, more illegal aliens, more violent sex crimes. These are the sorts of things that get people's attention. It doesn't have to be announced on the national news. Doesn't have to make CBS News or NBC News. People in the area know, right? People in the area know exactly what's going on in their neighborhood. Listen to this.
Students walking UIC's campus are on high alert after a woman was attacked and sexually assaulted near a busy CTA stop.
Well, that's very scary to hear.
There's a lot of walking to do here. And of course, most of our students are commuters.
Around 8 p.m. on Saturday, March 16th, UIC police say Venezuelan migrant Elvis Jesus Hernandez Pernalete, who also goes by Luis Guevara, followed a woman from the UIC Halsted Blue Line station and, according to court documents, wrapped one arm around her neck and another around her torso. He allegedly physically and sexually assaulted her, stole her belongings, and ran.
Yeah, so here's the incident.
The victim was not a UIC student or staff member, but the assault prompted a campus-wide alert.
We have individuals in our city who are not completely vetted. We don't know their criminal history. We don't know what they're capable of.
Oh, they're not vetted. We don't know their criminal history. We don't know what they're capable of. Oh, is that what you get, Chicago, when you have an open border? When you have gotaways, when you don't pay attention to what's going on? You see, these are the sorts of local events that change people's minds. College kids, University of Illinois Chicago, UIC is where that happened. And then you look at people like John Kirby and everybody else in the administration claiming Joe Biden's doing everything he can to secure the border. But nobody believes that. And then he dodges the real question of what about terrorism? If we don't know what they're capable of, just like that man said about Chicago, how do we know what they're going to do when they get to your neighborhood? John Kirby doesn't seem to understand that very simple question of safety and law and order. Listen.
The president absolutely believes that along that border, we do have significant national security concerns that have to be met. But you said something really good in your question that I loved, that while these concerns are going on, the bill languishes. So what's needed? It's not anything more from the president. What's needed is for Speaker Johnson to do his job, get that thing on the floor. Let's get it voted on.
It was a garbage
bill. And decided not to act because
it was a garbage bill. That's why Speaker Johnson didn't move the bill. It's garbage. It would normalize 5,000 illegals a day. I guess, gee, if you only have a few less illegals in Chicago that you don't know what they're capable of, you don't know their criminal background, you don't know what they're up to, I guess that would make it better. Huh, Johnny? This is why these people are going to lose in November. These people are going to lose in November and in places you didn't think they would. Because the border is wide open. Unless they can get abortion on the ballot in all 50 states to try to change the trajectory, they're in real trouble across this country. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.